She's not in the day, so everybody else anymore.
Right, good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Evening.
Amazing that we were, the Eruv managed to collect so much money, Baruch Hashem. And it's just one important thing, that when it comes to Eruv, the tzitzos of having an Eruv are amazing, but there's also important halachas to know, which obviously most of us are aware of all the halachas, but obviously like the other things, certain things that you can't do, even if you do have an Eruv Hachon, or these sort of things, but there's one other thing that I've seen in the past, and it's just important to know, that for a person on, if a person wants to rely on an Eruv, but to go and, I've once seen someone take a bag of challah remains, of the Shrayim from the Suda Shabbos, and taking it to the park and feeding the ducks. It wasn't 5 minutes, it was about 20 minutes. Yeah. And it's something which is, you would have thought, no, there's an Eruv, it's fine. So, but the Maisa, it's something which is very important to know, that the Maisa, this is a separate sif in Shulchan Aruch, in Sheikh Abdallah, that says that you can't feed animals which do not rely on you. If an animal relies on you or a different yid, as long as it relies upon getting food from a Yiddish person, then if they rely on it and without them they will die, that is something which is obviously that would be the heter is to, you're allowed to feed and you have to feed animals which belong to you. Let's say you have fish, you have to make sure before the Suda Shabbos. If let's say they're ready hungry for their day's meal, you have to make sure to feed them before you start your Shabbos meal. It's a very important halacha to know. So you can only eat once you've given the behemoths. So that's a very important halacha to know, that it's that when you do have animals, to feed them before you eat. If you come home for dinner and you know, it's very important. It's a bit of a liability having a pet at home, because if you have a pet which is really due for his daily meal, and you go ahead and wash for your sandwiches, that is going to be an issue of this issa. So it's very important to know that that's not, actually drinking is not negia. You're allowed to, it's only when you get to achila, because they ask already from Rivka. Rivka said that, I'm going to give you the gam ligim malecho ashka. I'll give you to drink, and I'll also give to for your camels. The Chayadim already mentioned this. The Chayadim says, Shsia is different. Shsia, a person comes first. Eh? Interesting halacha. But either way, it's very important to know that when we come to a park and we have this ducks there and there's swans or birds you want to feed, that is going to be a serious issue of a feeding animals on Shabbos, which is Shum Tircha, it's an interesting Issa. But that is the Maisa, as it states. If you do happen to have a pet, and let's say your neighbor knocks on, I've had this, a friend of mine has got a very interesting way of feeding their animals, interesting way of feeding, even if it's not interesting, a regular feeding of fish. And the neighbor who, or someone who's staying by him, wants to also feed. Yeah, can they feed, or does it have to be dafka, the person who owns the pet? Absolutely, it's fine. There's no problem. That's not an issue. But that's a very important halacha to know regarding the feed. Actually, there's a whole to-do in the poskim about, you know, they have these mouse traps that they like to put some food inside. You can put even cheese inside, that so that the mice go inside it, and then the trap traps them. So putting out the traps on Shabbos is a serious issue of tzad. But what about putting in food? So the post can say the person should avoid putting in the food, because in all this is mechsi ketzot, but they don't have an issue with feeding animals, because that's not a type of feeding. Absolutely, exactly. That's not a type of feeding. It's more of a type of intention of killing it, so that won't be a real issue. So really, if you look into it, like any topic, there's a lot of information about exactly how they feed. But if you're aware of that once a day, that they always do a regular time, yeah. And then you come home at 12 o'clock, it's usually the regular time, then you have your whole meal, that could be it. It's a serious issue.
Stray animal,
what's this?
A stray cat
or something. So if it doesn't need to come onto your feed, so then there wouldn't be the Islam, there wouldn't be the mitzvah.
It's not your feed.
What's this?
So
on Shabbos you won't be able to go ahead and give it food. That's a very just important halacha. Next nekuda is regarding Shema in these late summer nights. We have people mainly with bar mitzvah boys. Where what time is Shkia? What time? Where are we holding today? Moshe is not here. Give a guess. 9:30 or 9:35 or something, 9:30, or okay, so you got Shkia time, and you got Nacht, which is an hour later, let's say it's usually about an hour later. So, and the question is, people want to know, you know, let's say they want to head to bedtime halavaya. I mean, nowadays people are not going to bedtime, but let's say you have a person who wants to go to bedtime, let's say 9:45. 9:45 is a nice time for bar mitzvah where you're going to bed, and then you can get out with the full koach the next day. Oh, very good, Moshe. What time is Shkia tonight? What time is Shkia?
9:38.
Thank you very much. Shkia, so 9:38. There you go. So here's the question is, 9:38. The question is, does someone have to actually wait up till Nacht in order to say Shema? So obviously he's davening Mara before, catch the 10 o'clock minion, you come home 10:15, and 10:20 you want to head to bed, straight into bed, as a, that would be very ideal. What would you say to that? Should you have to wait up till Nacht, which Nacht is, what time is Nacht tonight?
It's 10:47.
Look at this, 10:47, yeah, 10:47, that could be the... Yeah, 10:47, that could be Shabbos, no? Is it Shabbos or is it regular time?
No, it's a regular time.
Regular time, very good. So, wow, well over an hour. Very good. Moshe Shkoyach. So you've got 10:47, you can see, is well over an hour. There's well over an hour in there. And the question is, should you have to wait up till 10:47, say Shema, and by then you probably can't fall asleep after that, because it's already late. The question is, what how do you deal with it? So obviously in the normal circumstances, the best is to wait till Nacht. Versteitzach, Mishabura tells you that to rely on the Shitta of Rabbi Natam, again, you have to realize the Rabbi Natam Shitta, not Rabbi Natam Nacht, Rabbi Natam Shitta about Shema, the first Tosis in Shas, says that just like Tefillah, you could be Yotzer from Plag, so to Krishma, you could be Yotzer from Plag. Can you imagine? Plag Amicha hours ago, you could be Yotzer Krishma Shalila. Just like Tefillah, you could be Yotzer Mariv, the first Mariv that you know in town, 755 or something, started from the first Plag, says Rabbi Natam, the first Tosis in Shas, Krishma. Krishma, you could be Yotza from Plug. So Kunt Rabbi Natam, he davens Mariv 7:56, you offer Rabbi Natam the Yomit, he davens Mariv, and you can go straight to sleep after that. Rabbi Natam might go to sleep, he'll wake up maybe Chatzos and he'll learn the whole night, but he's been, as far as he's concerned, he's been Yotza. Now all the Rishonim are Cholik from Rabbi Natam, the Loshna Mishabura is a Shitta Yechidah, but the Maase is, can you be Matzar of the Shitta? If someone were to rely on the Shitta and daven Mariv well before Shkia, let's say, and then go to bed by Shkia, let's say, is there anything to rely on? You should know that Rav Eliashev brings this Shaila. Rav Eliashev's got a Shuvah to Rav Elia Stenbach. I think Rav Elia Stenbach is a brother of Rav Moshe in Antwerp. And he's got there a Shuvah to say that you can rely, B'Shaz Zechat Godel, talking about the right to say, you can rely on Shitta Rabbi Natam. It's a massive Chiddush. They say over when the Shevet Halevi came to Manchester, it was in the summer, I think he stayed by Rabosha told me a story that Taka, he's got a tshuva about this, that you can also rely on this Rabbi Natam, and Mezok Diva, that it could be, that it was mashma that he was shikul soymuch on it. Again, it's come out nothing when it comes to halacha, when you have a mashma sepas, but there seems to be Rabbi Vosna and Rabbi Eliashev, they're both right, in Chelik Gimel, in Pei Dalet, in Rabbi Eliashev, Kovitz Tshuvas, he writes this, that there is a mokum lahokal. But obviously, we can all understand that it's a shtikla, big, it's a massive kula to rely on when the Mishabura clearly holds that it's a shitta yechidah. When it comes to a deraisa, to rely on Rabbi Natam, obviously, it's not ideal. Is there like a middle way? Is there like, you know, is it all or nothing? What, 7:56 is Rabbi Natam? Hours ago, you could be Yotzei Krishma. And the other tzad is waiting till Nacht. So obviously, every minute after Shkia is a sofek laila, after you get that. But here, I just want to mention a very clear cut, extra fundamental shitta you could be yotzer with by waiting half an hour after Shkia. So Shkia, the latest it gets, I don't think it gets later than 9:39, maximum 9:40. So if Shkia can only get to 9:40, then by 10:10 or 10:15 you can say Krishma and you get a fundamental shitta of Nacht. Very, very clearly, I'll be very, very brief of it. The Gaon shitta is that when you go to Eretz Yisrael, 13 and a half minutes after Shkia is Nacht. That is the Shitta of the Gaon. The Gaon held very clearly that the period of Shkia time is from Shkia, the Bein HaShmoshes period is from Shkia for 13 and a half minutes. It's very, very short. 13 and a half minutes, that's 3/4 of a minute. Only in Eretz Yisrael, and only B'mei Nissan V'Tishri. The Gaon says it very, very clearly that my Shitta is only applies only in Eretz Yisrael, Bimei Nisan V'Tishri. Now, without getting lost with degrees, again, when we all hear the word degrees, everyone, my mind turns off. But one thing is very, very basic. It's very basic thing is, if you're standing in Eretz Yisrael, you go in Eretz Yisrael, Mr. Shem, we should go for Hefer Sukkos, and we're standing in May Tishri, and we stand there, Leil Sukkos, and we're standing there the first night of Sukkos, and we count. How long does it take for the sun to go, 13 and a half minutes after Shkia in Eretz Yisrael, we stand there, Leil Sukkos, and we watch how long, where is the sun up to when 13 and a half minutes has gone by, you'll see it's 3.7 degrees. That means it's gone lower than the horizon, 3.7 degrees. Whatever that means. If you take that 3.7 degrees, translate it and convert it to England, to Manchester, in the deep end of the summer, the latest it gets is, you translate 3.7 degrees, it's a chiddush, it's 28 minutes. It doesn't go longer than 28 minutes. There's a whole cheshma why, although it doesn't look like it. But it does go longer. Obviously, it goes a lot longer. It's over double. But 28 minutes after Shkia here is 3.7 degrees. This is a very interesting, this has worked out from Mumchim in the field. And that's how it works out. Very interesting thing. So therefore, Loit the Gon, Shitta, once a person's waited 28 minutes after Shkia here, even in the deep end of the summer, according to the Gaon, he's already got a shit of Nacht. The Gaon held this as Nacht. Again, it creates Chumras as well, don't forget, you can't have everything, because like the Gaon, it's already time for Maariv, right? And to daven Mincha after that time, that's what you'll find. Firstly, the Litzvashah who followed the Mishnah Berurah will tell you nothing after Shkia, and B'dieved, after Shkia you can, but then how far after Shkia is always the big Shaila, how far do you go? But you can see, obviously there's a later time of Nacht, for Shtetzach there's a later time of Nacht, so you'll find a lot of Kehillahs going with the latest man. But if you go with the Gaon, then already from 28 minutes after Shkia, we all remember when we're Bochim in Eretz Yisrael, we remember of Eliashiv Davening Maariv 18 minutes after Shkia. They're all very busy with this, they're very, very, very knap, even on Shabbos. So you can see over here one thing's very clear. The 18 minutes after Shkia of Eliashiv held, even throughout the whole year, 20 minutes after Shkia, because it doesn't go longer than that in Eretz Yisrael. So you can see they were very mishabeach, this is the shitta of the Gaon. So at least, all I want to say over here is that again, you got a serious trial over here, people, either the elderly or people which are bar mitzvah boys, they want to go in bed. By 10:15, they want to be in bed. Now there's a structure. There's all the schoes from various gedolim of how you look at it. Some people look at it as bikuach nefesh if you're going to be machmir. Some people, it's totem lekan and lekan. But I just want to mention this nekuda, and it was makabel for Rabosha Westheim also this nekuda, that half an hour after Shkia, you get a very, very vital zman of Nacht. It's very important this. Because yes, it's important to be makel, but where you can get and throw in another shema, which is half an hour after that, after Shkia, that's a very choshev azach to take into account. Make sense?
Not
Kiddush Levon. No, can God Zayin for Kiddush Levon also? This is a very interesting shayla. That's a shayla. Can you be Mekan? No, that's it. No hold, you can be Yotzi from Shkia Meikadim. If a person has any tzorich whatsoever from Shkia, he can already make a brocha because he treated like as a rabbi. That's Goach Kiddush. That's Dvarim Shutim. But when you do have the Kiddush Levona, that's an interesting thing. When you have Kiddush Levona, the halacha is you can't say it during Bein HaShemoshes. You can't say it during Bein HaShemoshes. You have to wait till Nacht. That is it. Again, there was a tzorich last week or 2 weeks ago to say Kiddush Levona then. It could be that although you have to wait till Nacht, which Nacht, it could be you can use the Gaon's Nacht. The Gaon's Nacht is Nish Poshel. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, the Gedolim used it left, right, and center. I remember. Again, we remember every single Motzah Shabbos davening by Motzah Shabbos of Rav Eliashiv. Yeah, it's still pretty much 18 minutes after Shkia throughout the year, he was davening, and that was based on the Gaon's man. Because the Gaon said 13 and a half minutes, B'mei Nissan V'tishu B'mei Eretz Yisrael is Nacht, and that was it. I want to throw in, if I can, another 2 minutes, a Gaon to Santa Ora, which I have. Which is, again, it's a new thing. I don't think people had it. I don't remember my mother making cholent like this. I don't remember my grandma making cholent like this. Very popular, you make cholent in a slow cooker. You make a slow cooker, do you know what a slow cooker looks like? You have an inner plate and you have an outer plate which has got element, and the outer element, it heats up the cholent inside, you have a lid. Now, normal, there's no real issue of hatmona. This is a big shaila, is there a problem of hatmona in a slow cooker? The pashas is, Rafal Tukon, there's no issue of a hatmona in a slow cooker, because yes, there's a double cover round the other five edges, round, and underneath there's a double cover, it's the pot and the outside pot, but on top, the sixth edge, right, there's no double cover, there's only a lid. There's only a single lid. Okay? Here's the shayla. When you have a person who has cholent, they put a cholent inside the cholent pot, So firstly, if a person takes a tea towel and drapes it over the top, right, over the top of the lid, then he's got a classical case of atmana, because he's got a double cover everywhere. All the sides and the bottom is double covered. And now the top of the lid has got another second cover, has got a lid and a towel. So obviously that's going to be a situation of atmana. So you have to make sure there's nothing on top of the lid. That's very choshev, very important. I remember seeing many times when, you know, draping a towel is very easy to forget. Even from Erev Shabbos, to leave a towel over the top of a slow cooker is an issue. Here's a shaila. When you have a slow cooker, and people like to make cholent in a cholent bag. Have you ever seen these cholent bags? You get them in local shops. The cholent bags, the idea is it makes it neat, it's very neat after Matzah Shabbos, instead of digging and scratching, and it makes a whole ganze geschäft, 10 minutes trying to clean the slow cooker plate, the slow cooker inside pot. Why don't you take a bag? This is an interesting aura. The bag a lot of times folds inside, and therefore it covers the actual cholent, and thereby you've got one layer of cover, and then you've got another layer of cover of the lid. This is an interesting aura. I wish I had time to explain so Reb Simcha mentioned very bang on. You have a space. And how does that space, does it save you from Hatmana or not? This Nekuda I've been looking into very, very seriously the past week. Go into sun. Let me ask you, every time you have a pot, you have a pot of soup and you have a double cover. Can you leave that? Is it okay? Now what happens if you've got only halfway, the soup is only halfway? Are you going to say there's no Hatmana? You got a space. This Nukuda, I wish I had time to explain. I want to mention this Zahora. I think this is Zahora Chashuva because it's a new thing. It's a new way of making cholent in a slow cooker. And if you have a cholent bag, the solution of all shilas will be to drape it around the side and not let it fold inside. Our shila that we're discussing is if the cholent bag folds nicely inside and that itself is a cover, then even if you have a space to the lid, that is our shila that shall be married from this next week.